Shalom to all! Today's daf is Yerushal Mishkalim Taf Lamed Hey, and we're starting with Halacha Hey, and the Vilna Torah's daf is on Chaf Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar Bas B'Yakim Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us, Achas L'Shloshim Yoyim Misharin Es HaLishka, once every 30 days, they would set the shar, they would set the price for the Lishka, which means the Gizbarim, the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, would set the official price for how much oil, flour, and wine is going to cost, and then that's what they would pay for all these things that they needed on a daily basis for the different Nesachim and Menachas that were brought. Now we have something similar, Kol Makabel Al Lesapik Slosis. Any supplier of the Beis HaMikdash who accepted upon himself at the beginning of the year, he made a deal with the Gizbarim that he's going to be Mesapik. He's going to supply flour for 4 saw per sella. Amdu Mishalosh, if the price went up and now it's 3 saw per sella, Yisapik Me'arba. He still has to give 4 saw per sella, which means the Hektish is receiving more. And similarly, Mishalosh, if the original agreed upon price was 3 saw per sella, V'amdu Me'arba, and now it went down to 4 saw per sella, Yisapik Me'arba. He has to give the newer price, which is cheaper, Shiyat Hektish Al Yoyna, because Hektish always has the upper hand. Here's another way that Hektish always has the upper hand. If the flour got wormy or the wine spoiled, that's the seller's loss and he has to supply brand new flour, brand new wine. And that's even though he already agreed upon a price with Hektish and received his money, it doesn't make a difference. He has to make sure to give top quality stuff to the Beis HaMikdash. That's because of the following. He doesn't receive his money, meaning he doesn't deserve payment for it, until Mizbech is Meratzeh, meaning until this was actually brought on Mizbech from Nachas or Nesachim, whatever it is, and only then he gets his money. However, the Gemara has a different opinion. Tani B'Shem Rav Shimon was taught near Rav Shimon, Miyad Ha'im Mekalvin Rizma Isav. He would receive his money right away. The moment there was an agreement on what the price was, it was paid, all the goods were handed over, and he's allowed to keep the money, everything's fine. But Kayanim's reason, Hain, the Kayanim are quick, they're fast, they're conscientious, they make sure that they're going to bring this on the Mizbeach before it can get wormy or spoil, and we don't have to worry about it. Hadrulach Parak HaTruma, Masor finishing the 4th Parak of Mesech HaShkalim. Just like Ruzecha finished this Parak together, we should Ruzecha finish the entire Mesech together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together, and moving right into Lamed Hayom Beis on top, beginning the brand new Perek. The Mishnah tells us as follows, Elu Hein HaMamunin Shayu B'Mikdash, the following people were the appointed trustees, or those in charge of the following jobs in the Beis HaMikdash. Yechonam Pinchas Al Chesamais. Yechonam Pinchas, he was in charge of the Chesamais, which were tokens of sorts that were meant for people who need to bring Karban Mincha. We're going to describe this later on in the Gemara. It was a whole system. You came in, you paid money, you got a token, then you went to a different booth and you got what you needed. At the end of the day, they exchanged money and tokens. Yechonam Pinchas, he was in charge of the Chesamais. Achia was in charge of the flowers. Masa ben Shmuel al Piyasais, he was in charge of the lots. Every single day, a number of lots were drawn in the morning, and this was to determine which Kaihan would do which jobs, so he was in charge of those. Pesachia al Akinim, Pesachia was in charge of the bird karbonos. We know that a Zava and a woman who had a baby has to bring a pair of birds as their karbonos, and so this Pesachia was in charge of those. And the Mishnah tells us Pesachia zehu Mardechai. Pesachia was Mardechai, like from the Purim story. Why was the name Pesachia? Shupaisech Dvarm Vidarshan Vedeb. That's because he opened up words, darshan them, and he knew 70 languages. And the Gemara is going to describe this as well. Mishnah continues, Ben Achia al Chayle Me'ayim. Ben Achia, he was like the doctor. He was in charge of those who had stomach issues. The Kayan would eat meat all day, and that caused them intestinal issues, so he was in charge of those. Nechonya Chayfer Shichin. Nechonya would dig wells, making sure that all the oily regalim had enough water for them and for their animals. Gvini Karuz. Gvini, that was his name. He was the announcer in the morning. Ben Gever al Ne'ilas Sha'arim. Ben Gever was in charge of closing the gates of the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Bevai, Mimuna al Pekiah. Ben Bevai was in charge of the Pekiah, which according to some is the wicks of the Menorah, although we're going to see a discussion about this in the Gemara. The mission continues. Ben Arza al Tzlatzal. Ben Arza was in charge of the musical instruments. Tzlatzal is translated as a cymbal, so he was in charge of those. And Hogdus ben Levi al Ashir. Hogdus or Hogras ben Levi, he was in charge of singing. We see in a Mishnah somewhere else that he had a very special way to be able to sing that was extremely unique. Beis Garmu amais alechem upon him. The family of Garmu, they were in charge of lechem upon him. They were actually the only ones that knew how to make it. And Beis Avtinas amais haktayres. Beis Avtinas was in charge of the haktayres. They were the only ones that knew about the mala ashan. It's a special herb that was placed inside that caused the smoke to go all the way up straight. Elazar al parachas. Elazar was in charge of the parachas. He was in charge of making sure that all the different parachas in the Beis HaMikdash were fresh and were woven anew every year. And Pinchas hamalbesh. Pinchas was in charge of getting the kahanim dressed. He was in charge of all the clothing. And again, we're going to see in the Gemara what this is referring to. And now we have a discussion. when did these people live? This is referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, which we know lasted 420 years. And obviously these people didn't have these jobs. They weren't in charge of this from the beginning till the end. And so we have machlekes about this. Reb Chizkiya Amar Reb Siman, Reb Chizkiya quotes Reb Siman, and Rabbanon, they argue with the Rabbanon. Chad Amar, one of them says, Kishiri dar v'dar b'olim nois. These are just the good kosher people of every generation. All these 15 people that we mentioned didn't live at the same time. They lived scattered across the 420 years of the Beis HaMikdash. It's just these were the most ksherim. These were the most roi and most fitting for these jobs. And that's why we mentioned them all in the same Mishnah. The other one says, whichever one lived in that generation, he listed everyone who happened to have been in that generation. Which means according to this Mandamar, everybody who's listed in this Mishnah all lived exactly at the same time. Now, like this Machlekes, we're going to understand two Mishnayos and Maseches Yuma. Over there, we have two Mishnayos listing two groups of people. At the end of the first group, it says, that first group of people, they're mentioned in a praiseworthy manner because they did wonderful things. And then it says, the following people, we mention them in a little bit of a degrading manner. And those people include some whom we mentioned in our Mishnah. There's Beis Garmu, and the reason why we're not so happy with them because they didn't teach how to do the Lechem Apanim. Beis Avtinas didn't teach how to do the Ketores, and Hokers Ben Levi didn't teach how to do the Shear. But then afterwards, the Mishnah says something very strong. It says, Al Harishonim, Nemar Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Regarding the first ones, we say Zecher Tzadik Levracha, which is a very great praise, and Val Elu about these, Nemar Shem Rishayim Yerkov, it says the name of Rishayim should rot. Now the question is, who has the name Shem Rishayim Yerkov on them? All the second group of people mentioned, or only some of them? And that's what the Gemara tells us now. Mad Amar Kashir called Darvadar Balimnois, according to the first Mad Amar, that all the people mentioned in our Mishnah were just the great people scattered across all generations. So then Al Kulan Hu Amar Zecher Tzadik Levracha, it must be when that Mishnah Masech Zuma says Zecher Tzadik Levracha, it's going on all of them, meaning it's including Beis Avtinos and Beis Garmu and Hogers Ben Levi. And the reason for that would be because even though initially we mentioned them, Leganai, we weren't so happy with them because they didn't want to teach their skill, since they gave a good reason why they didn't want to, so switches it around and we end up saying, okay, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And it would be only on one person over there that we would say Shem Rishayim Yerkov. Whereas Manda Amar, Mishayi Ba'is Hadar, Mana Masha B'dayroi. But according to the second Manda Amar over here, that the people whom we're mentioning in our Mishnah all happen to have lived in one generation, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they're great people. So Kulan Hu Aymer Shem Rishayim Yerkov, that means on all of them, Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinos, they're having this pasuk of Shem Rishayim Yerkov go on them in that Mishnah over there. So Val Min Namar Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who is the pasuk Zecher Tzadik Levracha going on? Al Ben Katan V'Chaverov, Al Ben Katan and all the people brought along with him. That's the first group of people mentioned in the Mishnah over there in Yuma. It's about them that Zecher Tzadik Levracha was said, and the Shem Rishayim Yerkov again was going on the entire second group of people, which includes Beis Garmu and Beis Avtinos from our Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.